save you 15%.
Good day, Richie. It is such a wonderful day. It is such a strong day. Such an eventful day. Sarah Palin's Alaska was on last night.
And I taped it.
I have figured out why she can't win the presidency. I'll tell you that later on when Jennifer deals with television. That's in this hour, along with Roberta Fasanelli, the guru of cheapness. Going to be with us. The queen of cheap. We'll have her information at the bottom of the hour. Rich McFadden is here, Clay Cohut, monitoring what's going on our social media, a lot of activity, because this is a very active time of year. Last Friday, I said something on the air that I have said many, many, many times.
Uh-oh.
And it appears to have angered some people. So let me deal with why I said what I said, and why I am surprised that the people who are upset with me don't understand why it is that I said what I said. That makes sense?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
I made an offhand comment about the Red Cross blood drive.
Oh, yeah. Don't give money to the Red Cross.
And with that came my usual spin on not thinking, from my perspective, that the Red Cross is a good organization to be helping. That's my own pejorative, and I am welcome to my opinion. However, my opinion is based on what many of you have told me from World War II on up. When I wasn't around after World War II. I did, however, hear stories from my father, and I never really put two and two together until one day, Richie, how many years ago was it? The light went on. It was long before the hurricane, before Katrina.
It was a major disaster.
But Katrina was sort of the lightning rod.
I had given money to, you know what it was? No, it was Katrina.
Yeah.
And it was when they had gotten so much money,
right,
that they couldn't spend it all.
No, they didn't know where it was. They couldn't keep track of the money.
No, what they had decided,
yes, Rich,
was
they couldn't keep track of the money.
My understanding and why I had a problem with the money that I'd given to the Red Cross after George Clooney did the big celebrity thing,
right,
to the Red Cross.
Yeah.
After Katrina, I ponied up $100 to the Red Cross.
Yeah.
Well, they said, okay, we want to raise, I don't know, $100 million to help.
Right. They raised $400 million.
So they raised, let's say, $400 million.
Yeah.
Well, that other $300 million now goes into a bank account where they put it into things and they're earning interest on it.
Yeah.
And they're saying, okay, we're going to hold this for future disasters.
Yeah.
And they said, this is how we do things. We don't spend dollar for dollar. We don't say, okay, we need to raise money for this disaster right now, and then all the money that comes in on that disaster, we spend it there.
We aren't going to tell you where we spend it.
And then we allocate it to disasters as they pop up.
Your Katrina money could go to a tornado.
And that upset a lot of people, including myself, because I wanted to specifically help the Katrina victims, and I didn't know that my money was going towards that. That's when we first got very upset with the Red Cross.
Well, but then people would call. And for a long time, it was before but after as well, when people would call from World War II, for example, and say the Red Cross gave them things. Well, the Red Cross was given things to give to the soldiers, but they would charge them for them. Korean soldiers would call and tell that. Vietnam-era soldiers would call and tell us that. And others who had been the beneficiary of the quote-unquote largesse of the Red Cross. So if you want to find out what it is that upsets me, just Google Red Cross problems or something like that. And one of the things that will come up is the fact that Marcia Evans, who is the president and CEO of the American Red Cross, will take home a salary this year of $651,957, which is $74 an hour for every hour of every day, of every week, of every month of the year. Plus, she gets a bonus. That's her base salary. She has expenses covered and a bonus. So in my mind, if the Red Cross is a non-profit organization, granted, in order to have good people running these organizations, they need to be paid, and they need to be paid well, because they're in competition, Red Cross in competition with other companies to have good management. So you bring in good management and you pay them. However, I don't believe the Red Cross is managed well. It isn't that Ms. Evans gets $651,000 a year. I don't think she does a good job of running it. I don't think the last person was there did a good job of running it. I'm trying to remember who it was. I remembered it at the time. So for those of you who work for the Red Cross who are a little thin-skinned when it comes to this, one of the fellows that owns some of the stations that carries the program sent me an email saying, do you realize this guy is saying this on your radio station? And so the owner of the station called me up and said, what's the story? And I told him, and that was the end of the discussion, because he knows, and so do others. I'm not saying the Red Cross doesn't do any good. That's not what I'm saying. You're not hearing that at all from me. What I'm saying is they could do a lot better. And in order to get your trust, it isn't just this blind, where the Red Cross give us money kind of stuff, which is what happened. I object to them getting things free and charging the people who are the recipients for it. And I was, well, that's a service charge. We have to get something for our money. Well, then what the hell did you do with the hundreds of millions of dollars that came in that Richie was just talking about? Why isn't there, you put that in the bank, and the interest that you make on it in the bank becomes what pays the service charge. Why do you take something in for nothing and say you're going to distribute it, and then as you distribute it, you charge people for the distribution? I don't think that's the way something like this, that's just me. I object to it, so I don't give to the Red Cross, and I won't support what they do unless I know that dollar for dollar, everything that comes in is going to go out to the people who are supposed to be the beneficiaries. They charge people for blood.
I don't think that they do that everywhere. Like,
I don't suggest they do it everywhere. They ought not to do it at all.
Katrina victims for services or...
Richie, they're making, even at 2%, if they've invested that $400 million, how much money they're making on that money at 2%, they're making $8 million. Bucks.
But let me ask you this.
A year.
I don't know that this is the circumstance, but let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Let's say that there is a catastrophe in...
Wherever.
Jennifer, what's...
Haiti.
What's the
they were all over Haiti. They were in Haiti.
Oh, Sangala.
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 Okay. Let's say that there's a disaster in Sangala, our little fictitious country.
There might have been.
Like to bring
yes.
Up. And the governments of the world cannot respond and take care of it. So they ask the Red Cross to step in.
Yeah.
And the governments of the world say, can you step in and help this
disaster?
What's
the point? What are you trying to tell us?
The Red Cross says, sure, we can step in. That wasn't in our thing, but we can certainly take care of this for you.
We'll charge
they
you.
Get, right, we'll charge you. Yeah. Would you think that that would be an okay? If those governments
know,
of the world that can't step in.
If
can
you're going to work to help people after the typhoon that wiped out Thailand, no. I don't think that's appropriate at all. Here, by the way, just to compare... UNICEF, United Nations Children's Emergency Fund, the CEO of that gets $1.2 million a year plus expenses and a Rolls Royce.
And the Rolls Royce, that's a little bit crazy. But I don't have a problem with these guys. These are big organizations.
Right. Salvation Army Commissioner gets $13,000 a year for managing the $2 billion organization. Just comparatives, that's all.
Wow.
President of United Way makes $375,000 base plus expenses and an override, whatever that means. How do you get an override, the United Way? But it just the Red Cross isn't what it appears to be, so maybe that's my beef with the Red Cross. And the news media, for some reason or other, they are the darling of the news media. And I think that when you see the old... And even today, you see the Red Cross, the Red Cross of help on an ambulance, on a helicopter, some means of helping and protecting life. There are many good things that are done by the Red Cross. Please do not misunderstand my message. Many good things. I don't care to... that's my decision. I don't care to support them. I wouldn't give blood through the Red Cross Blood Bank. I would give it through the local hospital, because then I know it's going to help somebody locally. And that's what I want. I want to help someone who is here that may need maybe I could touch them or somehow or other feel I could know who's going to be the beneficiary of it. Whereas if you give it to the Red Cross, you don't know where it's going. And they may sell it, because they do. They sell plasma. They sell blood. That's what they do. It's a business.
Yep.
It just happens to be a 501c3, which means they don't pay any taxes. And therefore, you and I pick up sort of a double whammy when it comes to that. I believe we're having a season of discussion about taxes and what to do about taxes and all this pejorative bunkum about, you know, the rich and the poor and the middle class and yada, 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 yada. And if I look at one more story that starts with worried about lawmakers, this one you'll really, you want to go nuts? Forget the Red Cross. This is how stupid the big businesses are on Wall Street. The headline tomorrow, this morning in the Wall Street Journal, the big companies are debating, because they're not sure of what the tax rates are going to be, whether or not to give their big million-dollar bonuses for next year, this year. So how do you know whether somebody's going to earn, in a sense, a bonus for next year? But we're just figuring if you made $1 million in a bonus this year, you're going to make $1 million next year in a bonus. We'll give you $2 million this year to count toward next year. Can you imagine what psychological impact that has on the, what is it, 9.8% of the country is out of work and people can't get unemployment anymore because the extent they think they're going to make a deal so that you get the tax cuts permanent, but you're going to have to step up to the plate one more time to pay for unemployment insurance or pay for the unemployment for, what, 800,000, 900,000 people. But this Goldman Sachs and some of these other big companies that have billions of dollars in bonuses to give out, they're going to give them to people this year because they're not sure what the tax bill is going to be next year. And, of course, as usual, when somebody goes to a spokesperson for Goldman Sachs, what do they say? No comment! We're not going to talk about bonus payouts. They are shrouded in secrecy. Right. Okay, so then you have the ill feelings about Goldman Sachs and think, eh. 19 after the hour and good day.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're going to have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for $1?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
This week, wrap up your holiday shopping with great holiday savings at True Value. Get a powerful halogen work light, 500 watt, for just $1,488 and save over 40%. Or pick up our triple toolbox set. Get three toolboxes for the price of one, only $12.97. Available at participating stores while supplies last. But you better wrap it up soon. Sale ends Saturday. True Value. Start right. Start here for the holidays.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. Bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Toes in the water, ass in the sand, not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today.
Life's good today.
Life is good today.
Life is good today.
Adios, goodbye.
Country Music Artist of the Year Award last night. CMT Artist of the Year 2010. And Zach Brown singing here, thankful for his award.
Thanks to CMT for recognizing us and having such an amazing year and helping to support us and believe in us and the way that we do our thing. And I want to give a shout out to our fiddle player who is right in the middle of having a baby right now. So he can't be here with us, but his head is here. And
it sounds great.
It has been a truly amazing year, and reflecting, looking back on everything, everybody's hard work and everybody that contributed to us tuning in, it's an amazing thing to be recognized and to be honored in this way.
Yeah, here's
they're Carrie. Really good if you ever see them in concert.
Are they? Okay.
Yeah,
I like
the song. Carrie Underwood up next here on Good Day.
She was driving last Friday on her way to Cincinnati on a snow-white Christmas Eve.
I think I'm going to cry here. Start off by doing something I do every morning, which is thanking God for all the blessings in my life. And there are way too many to count. Ever since I was little, all I wanted to do was sing.
And marry a hockey player.
That made my heart the happiest. No matter where I was, no matter what family reunion my mom forced me to sing at. And it was a little embarrassing at the time, but thank God for that, too. And, you know, I never expected it to be as much work as it is.
American Idol.
But I definitely thank God for that, because I don't think moments like this would be as sweet. Being on the road this year has been incredible, and there have been so many people that have supported every step of the way.
The artist of the year. Also, Taylor Swift was a winner. You could expect that would be the case. She seems to be on everybody's mind, including what's her boyfriend?
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Gyllenhaal. Wow.
I love writing songs, and I love singing them all over the world. And I love my band, and I love my fans because they're my friends. And I love hearing stories about their ex-boyfriends in my meet and greets. And I love the fact that we're planning another tour right now so that I can go out and see them and thank them for all the moments they've given me in my life in the last year that have made me feel like it couldn't possibly be real life.
She's awesome.
I know.
I really dig her.
Got it together.
She's very
wish
cool.
She'd put on a couple pounds. Yeah. Also, Lady Antebellum, a great year for them, and they acknowledge that at the CMT Artist of the Year Award.
This year has been one that we will never forget, and we just feel so thankful, and we feel so honored to be in this room and sharing this stage with people that we not only are inspired by, but also that we have to call friends. Jason, Taylor, Carrie, Zach Brown, we haven't played a show together yet, but I hope we can one day.
All right,
thank
so that's
so
basically a run through. Did you watch any of that, Jennifer?
I didn't. I will. I'll be back.
This song is
a monster.
This song?
I cannot.
Yeah, it crossed over to pop radio, too.
This is Lady Antebellum.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Great song. Really good song. Great story.
We like good stories, Richie. You heard the story of Charles Manson, who apparently somehow or other got a cell phone smuggled to him. in,
how could
prison.
That have happened?
Huh? And even making
could
a lot of.
Imagine that call. Is, it's Charlie Manson. Yeah, right.
Yeah. An LG flip phone. Been hiding it under his prison mattress for a while. Apparently they got a charger, but how do you charge? They don't have electric outlets in the room.
Yeah, how do you charge it?
Yeah, they do.
They do, really?
I guess.
All right, Richie, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Listen to me, folks. He'll be square at the end of the day. 28 after on Good Day Show. This day, the Good Day Show.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use about technology, media, and entertainment. First up, want a cheap iPhone 4? Radio Shack is selling them at prices lower than any other retailer. In an effort to promote its wireless business, Radio Shack has discounted the iPhone 4 by $50, and with a trade-in, the smartphone can be purchased for as low as $24. Radio Shack will be running the promotion through December 11th. In other news, PayPal is the latest company to suspend service to WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks was using PayPal to accept donations in order to fund its operations, but PayPal has permanently disabled their account. If you remember, Amazon dropped WikiLeaks from its servers last week, but it's back up as wikileaks.ch, which is a URL hosted on a Swiss server. And finally, have you noticed that several of your Facebook friends have recently made their profile pictures a cartoon? The campaign to end violence against children is encouraging users to make their profile pictures cartoon images. The goal is to help raise awareness of the cause. For Doug Stevens, Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
This week, wrap up your holiday shopping with great holiday savings at True Value. Get a powerful halogen work light 500 watt for just $14.88 and save over 40%. Or pick up our triple toolbox set. Get three toolboxes for the price of one, only $12.97. Available at participating stores while supplies last. But you better wrap it up soon. Sale ends Saturday. True Value. Start right. Start here for the holidays.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes and movies from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want. Instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8.
The GCN Radio Network. Providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next-day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code RADIO for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code RADIO for 10% off? I'm in.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Attention shoppers, please stay in line. You must be scanned and searched before entering the mall area. Attention, you must disrobe and pass through the scanner at mall security before entering the building.
Hey, most GCN listeners know that the future of Christmas shopping may quite well be that scary. And while we're not there yet, as shoppers, we still face terrible traffic, crazy lines, and even crazier shoppers. But this year can be different. You can still opt out of the craziness and do your shopping off the grid by going to offthegridchristmas.com, where you'll find our new Christmas video featuring an amazing assortment of truly hard-to-get gifts. Gifts you simply won't find in stores. These are gifts that can help anyone on your list become better prepared for the hard times ahead. And here's the best part. Prices have been slashed until December 15th. This year, opt out of the lines. You won't get fined. You'll get great discounts on all kinds of off-the-grid gear by going to offthegridchristmas.com. Go to offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Care.
After the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Roberta Fasanelli stepping up to the plate for her appearance as the Queen of Cheap. You know, there are all the folks who are in the news media. I, from time to time, get off on things that bug me, and some consider that not to be good news, but it's a way of getting through, in a sense, to appreciate that which is good. You sometimes have to understand what's on the bad side of the coin. So when you hear the news media over the weekend continuing to pound away at the numbers in the unemployment line, one of the things I bet you didn't see any place was how the economy had added 39,000 jobs in November.
Wow.
The headline wasn't "the economy adds 39,000 jobs." The headline is "fewer than expected." Right? And yeah, the unemployment rate is up, but that's because there are more people who are eligible to work, who are in the system. And these are not, by the way, part-time jobs that are at Macy's and the local glove store or wherever else they had their seasonal help. Post office puts people on. UPS puts people on. Those are not full-time permanent jobs. These are full-time permanent jobs. And you know where they are? Where most of them are?
Where?
They are in the Silicon Valley. Where that bubble, as it was referred to, that was some thought bursting, is now reinflating. There are lots of people. You go to see the movie The Social Network, and that guy Sean Parker, isn't that the character Justin Timberlake played?
Yes.
He at Napster, and then what's his face at Facebook, Zuckerberg. There are a lot of people who are investing billions of dollars, and it's enthusiastic money that's going into some of these new apps. I guess, Clay, there are a lot of new companies who are developing mobile apps, venture capital money.
I read a quote from a 17-year-old kid that was developing applications for the iPhone App Store.
Yeah.
And he was saying that the App Store is such a gold mine that he's going to be a millionaire within a year. And it's a year later now, and he's a millionaire.
Yeah. Well, look at Groupon last week. Offered, this is a company that's less than 2 years old, right? They were offered $6 billion by Google, and they turned it down. Not enough. I would think they were foolish doing that, because you can never tell what's tomorrow's agenda. The agenda may be somebody just says, okay, we're going to stop. And they stop. So if somebody comes up, there's some outfit called Zynga, Z-Y-N-G-A. What's that, Clay?
I'm not sure. Is it a similar service to Groupon?
Do I remember?
No, that's the one that hosts Farmville.
Farmville.
They're the game people.
Oh, right. Okay.
Somebody offered them $5 billion. Oh, that's worth $5 billion, that thing?
They have tons of games, and they make millions upon millions of dollars a year.
Hey, you know what, though? Wow. If I was the Groupon guy in 1 year,
I'd have taken
$6 billion
and said, see you later.
Yeah, because these things
come
and go. So somebody takes it and makes it into a $100 billion business, and I could have made more.
Yeah.
I've got to be happy with that $6 billion, man.
Yeah, because then you can go and you can start another one.
Yeah.
I guess it depends on what part of the process you like.
Yeah. There are people, 500 right now, 500 startups in Silicon Valley. And they all have $50 to $80 million invested in them by some of these venture capital firms.
Each of the 500.
Each of them.
Doug, you know how you're
a lot of money, Roberta.
Doug, you know how you're a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster.
Yes, I am. I wish somebody would invest just $1 billion. I'll just take $1 billion in my enterprises. Yes. What about it, Clay?
I would like to be a web entrepreneur in addition to being a broadcaster.
Okay. You want me to invest in you?
Quite possibly. Yes.
All right.
Good luck with that, Clay.
You know, with Groupon.
What's Zappos?
Shoes.
Why would they be considered a new, like a Silicon Valley thing?
Well, they're online
shoes. It's an online-only
shoe
store.
Excuse me. Roberta, I interrupted you. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was saying with Groupon, it's a possibility. I was mentioning this to my husband this weekend that...
you still talk to your husband?
The reason why they rejected... They rejected the offers because they're restructuring the company so that when they finally do take the payout, they don't pay as much as taxes on it.
Oh, okay.
Ah, that makes sense.
Think about it, because when they launched this, they probably didn't think that it would be what it is, and they probably didn't structure
it as
a billion-dollar industry. So now they just have to restructure it, otherwise they'll get clobbered by taxes.
Well, Roberta, I don't think that's going to be your problem this year.
Well, that's how I think.
Nor is it going to be my problem. It may be other people's
problem. This year.
Your problem is to help us save money. Let's get at it. Da-da-da-da, Richie.
Da-da-da-da.
Why is it that you have to hit you over the head with a sledgehammer? Why don't you just hit the cheese?
I was thinking you were going another place.
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Well, actually, I may go in a different place, but it's only after Roberta gets done. Right.
Okay, if you've got somebody in the military who buys stuff at the BX or PX, so we've got some great coupons for you. And remember, you can also combine these with manufacturer's coupons. So they'll accept one BX, PX coupon, one manufacturer's coupon per item, so you can really save big. Starbucks, their deal today, their 12 days of deals. You buy 1 pound of coffee, get a free $5 Starbucks gift card. It'll be good for like half a latte or something. Old Navy has a great deal online today. Buy one, get one free sweater that's good through the 11th. And if you do your shopping at Old Navy through either Ebates or Shop at Home, you'll also get 8% back. You know, these are online shopping services that give you cash back, kind of like the Discover card, but a lot better than 1%. They'll give 2%, 3%, 4% sometimes, but this is a whopping 8% cash back. So get Old Navy sweaters, buy one, get one free, and 8% back. And this is an incredible deal. In fact, I just bought one myself before I went on the radio with you guys to tell you about it because I wanted to make sure that I get one before everybody jumped on this and they were sold out. HP DeskJet 1050 all-in-one printer and ink shipped to your house completely, all-inclusive, at Walmart, $20.
Mm.
That's less than what the price of the ink was. So I was thinking, you know, if you need ink in your printer, well, just throw it out and buy a few of these and just get the printer. It includes all the ink cartridges as well. $20 Hewlett-Packard inkjet printer shipped. That includes shipping. It's an incredible deal. Yeah.
All right,
over
I'm not
here,
impressed. You know me, Walmart. I'm not interested in helping Walmart, but if it helps somebody,
I know.
Out.
But for $20,
19 before the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Clay Cohut. Here's something I had response to an item regarding what you said on Friday, Roberta, and then I added to it. I was surprised that there. As a matter of fact, I think I made the reference to personal shoppers, and then there's now a personal. Shopper available online, and whether you want them or not, apparently there are. There's this new company, Hunch.com, H-U-N-C-H.com. I don't think I mentioned them per se on Friday. What I did was talk about the idea of having somebody go into your Facebook page, look at what you like, and suggest to friends of yours who are Facebook friends. What you could get this person if you wanted to get him a present. I think there's something extraordinarily invasive about this. But the other people turn it around. Okay, so, Richie, you're my friend on Facebook, and I see that you like cars.
Yep.
So
and girls.
And girls.
And
right.
girls.
And so this gift finder sends me a note that says, okay, Mr. McFadden likes cars. Here's a suggestion. And they're getting paid a commission by the company they're representing. It's kind of a complicated thing, but you can understand it if you follow it through. They get paid a commission by Company X if I buy the product suggested to me by the Facebook connector, Hunch.com. They have a hunch. You'd like this. So they say, okay, here's where you can get it. And I go online, I buy it, and Hunch gets a commission. It's not anything illegal, unethical. It just shows you, Clay, how much the folks who are watching what you're doing know what you're doing. It's the,
Facebook
the
is an advertising
Facebook
marketing
is,
company.
They know everything
dream.
About you, and they're going to share the information with everybody.
Yep.
Yeah, the users of Facebook are not the clients of Facebook. The clients are the advertisers.
Right.
The users are the product.
They built up a base, and they're using it to sell. It's a sales tool. What do we know about Hunch.com? Anybody know anything about them? Are they like gifts?
No.
Gifts.com has a social gift finder as well. So you can, I don't know, would you find something like this on MySpace or LinkedIn or some of the other social networking? Twitter doesn't have, you don't have a page on Twitter, though. Do you?
Hunch.com like, personalizes the internet.
Yeah.
Answer 20 questions and build a taste profile. Get started now on Facebook or Twitter.
Yeah. So they're paying them a commission. Sounds like smart business to me, Richie. Isn't it to you?
Yep.
Amongst other things.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. Yeah, it's just basically it's an advertising networking.
Yep. Site. Why Sarah Palin will never be president. That's coming up. Jennifer will take us through the television world as well. 16 before the hour on Good Day.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See Staples.com for details.
This week, wrap up your holiday shopping with great holiday savings at True Value. Get a powerful halogen work light, 500 watt, for just $1,488 and save over 40%. Or pick up our triple toolbox set. Get three toolboxes for the price of one, only $1,297. Available at participating stores while supplies last. But you better wrap it up soon. Sale ends Saturday. True Value. Start right. Start here for the holidays.
Suppose you needed $500 tomorrow to pay off an unexpected bill. Do you have it? In this economy, a lot of people have already tapped out their savings. Hi, I'm Montel Williams from Money Mutual, your trusted source to over 60 lenders that can get you up to $1,000 in your checking account by tomorrow. Have you tapped out your savings? Are you facing an unexpected car repair bill, a medical emergency, or you just need cash until payday? Well, you may not have that money today, but you can in about 24 hours. Go to MontelMoneyMutual.com and get up to $1,000 in your checking account by tomorrow. It's quick and it's easy. Just be 18 or older and have a regular income of at least $800 a month. So forget about the overdraft charges, bounce checks, and late fees. For short-term cash when you need it fast, go to MontelMoneyMutual.com or call 1-800-532-CASH. Once again, that's MontelMoneyMutual.com or call 1-800-532-CASH. That's 1-800-532-CASH.
The holidays are no doubt fun, but exhausting. The grind of it all can leave us focused on everyone but ourselves. Make your well-being a priority this holiday season and put Nature's Youth at the top of your Christmas list. Nature's Youth creates natural supplements that enhance your ability to defy aging, empowering you to feel younger, healthier, happier, and more fulfilled. What better time to feel more fulfilled than the holidays? And how convenient that most of their more than 100 products fit perfectly in a stocking. Like a box of Nature's Youth RSF, the all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And guess what? Place any order, anything between now and January 1st, get $5 off that order and get a free bottle of Pro GHR spray. I mean, it is the holidays. Take advantage of the special holiday savings. $5 off any order, plus a free bottle of Pro GHR spray between now and January 1st. Call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923. Or log on to naturesyouth.com.
Hi, Jen Jen.
Yes, sir.
Sarah Palin will never be president.
Okay, that's what you say. Why?
Because there is too much video of her shooting things.
Yeah, people get upset about that in the big city.
Shooting, wasn't there a wolf? And now this her Sarah Palin Alaska show shows her shooting down a caribou.
She's clubbed a few fish, too.
Yeah. Anybody that was running against her use all of these videos, and she's done.
Not but all the presidents, except for maybe President Obama, seem to go on hunting expeditions.
Not a woman.
I mean, Dick Cheney shoots other people.
People in the face.
He's trying to be vice president.
She has that quote, lock and reload.
Because of that, she will not be, maybe many other things as well, but for those who are so excited about her and she's the only hope of America.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah, Richard.
You think Ronald Reagan would have had a problem if he had pictures of him out hunting?
No.
Or even earlier?
No. Because they all go on. They used to go on hunting expeditions.
Yeah,
that's
right.
A very accepted
back
male thing.
Back in the good old days, but now
people don't want to
so
see.
PC.
And right, it is PC. You're right. Exactly. Yep. Not PC to shoot people in the face or to shoot.
Unless you really, really
they're
don't like
show
them.
The dead shot wolves.
Yeah. Right.
Their carcasses
done.
Being
finished.
Fed on by carrion.
Over.
But Alaskans are always the last to get the memo, you know, because they get the TV later. And like, no, it's really sad. They get
Alaskans,
TV later.
They shoot everything. If you go to Alaska, there's bullet holes in all the
They have
time.
To, though. They'd be
at their, you know.
So, Roberta, would this bother you in not being a Palin fan?
The fact that she shoots things?
Yeah.
Personally, no, it does not bother
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I didn't think it would bother
Personally,
you.
Personally, it does not bother
People
me.
People in Alaska have to shoot things
we're
because
not
they'll
talking
be overrun.
We're talking about down here. Alaska is not the connection. The connection is when they're showing that
how
TV show down here. Not of this because we shot it there. We're talking about something that had a lot of viewers the first time around. Now it's diminished somewhat.
Alaska's the Wild West.
It's part of the culture.
Yeah, that's very good, Roberta. It's very clever.
Is.
Yeah, Roberta Fasanelli said Alaska.
Well, no,
the,
it is, and
it
they
is
like
the
it
wild
that
west.
Way.
Mm-hmm.
They
wild
want
west.
It that way.
Mm-hmm. All right, Jennifer.
Jacket.
What else? What do we have from television?
Oxygen.
News?
Oxygen has set rules in audition places. So if you're a singer and you look on the young side, Oxygen's starting a new show called The Glee Project.
Nice.
And
ooh.
What's going to happen is they're looking for somebody to star. The winner will get to star on Glee. Not just one guest little teeny tiny appearance. They're going to actually have multiple appearances on the show Glee. So that's kind of cool. If you love the show and you can sing, you can be on this reality show on Oxygen. And the auditions are going to take place next week. The first one will be in Chicago on the 18th. Dallas will be in January. So make sure you look online at oxygen.com and you can figure out where you can audition if you're a fan. And speaking of the Palins, Bristol Palin has come out to defend herself against Keith Olbermann.
My mommy told me we had to do this. Why would you believe it if it
Keith
Olbermann
called
Olbermann?
Her the worst person in the world.
Yeah,
she's
the
a teenager,
jerk.
Keith.
What a jerk. He's a jerk.
Jerk.
There are other jerks around, though. We'll talk about them later on. 51 after I'm getting there.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. Why Ali C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali C today.
Michael Levine, who is in charge of public relations for lots of celebrities, is here with us. I am interested in Michael and what he's doing because he has such an interesting life, has such interesting cultural connections with celebrities, and the founder of the PR agency Levine Communications Office, representing lots and lots of people from all walks of life who are celebrities, whether it be sports, whether it be movies, television, radio folks. And so he's connected to this community, and where better to live and work than in Los Angeles when you're connected to this sort of thing, which is the focus or the seed of this plot that is thickening in the case of publicist Ronnie Chasen. You were on, we've been talking about this for 3 weeks, this woman. For those who don't know the story, Michael, why don't you bring us up to date on how she was killed? Nobody really can figure this out, and even though there are more details that are coming out every day, no one seems to be able to draw conclusions, and I wonder if you, behind the scenes or between the lines, have drawn some conclusions.
No.
Or have
no,
questions, except, more questions.
Except that this is, yeah, more questions, more mystery, more questions, more mystery, more questions, more mystery. It's remarkable. There was a very prominent publicist in Hollywood who I knew for about 25 years. Her name was Ronnie Chasen. Very iconic, beloved figure in town, well-known, well-liked. And about 2 weeks ago, on a Monday at about 12:30 in the morning, right after a Hollywood premiere that she attended, she was murdered in Beverly Hills, California, in the most luxurious street, one of the most luxurious streets in America. Suddenly, she was shot 5 times in her car. That, of course, was unbelievably shocking to the people in the Hollywood community. And 2 days ago, The Beverly Hills Police went to a Fleabag Hollywood hotel and to question somebody, a person of interest they had. And when they went up to this person of interest and questioned, said they had a search warrant to question him, he pulled a gun from his coat and blew his brains out and killed himself. Mm. So we have the most alarming kind of surprising mystery imaginable. And, of course, the case has not been solved fully. And Hollywood remains traumatized in the extreme.
So somebody, there was, I think I read someplace that someone suggested that this person of interest got paid $10,000. But the person who reported that said this person had a screw loose. I don't know how that all...
We don't know any more facts than what I'm saying, but...
Yeah. There's all kinds of speculation, which if you're a good PR person, you try to control that, right?
And listen, unfortunately in America today, the way you get on television is through speculation.
Yeah.
And you just go on and you speculate and you say anything you want to say with no facts. And there is an insatiable television audience, a 24-hour news cycle, that will buy any kind of theory just because it keeps the story alive. And that's a sad part of American life currently.
Yeah, well, it is. And it gets more. There are people, I don't know if need is the right word, but certainly a prominence of more people doing what you do for a living to manage the access that some of these people either need to have or want to have with the print media, the electronic media, the focus on the extremes of personality and the celebrity that goes with them and making stars out of the Kardashians. Hello.
And there are some of those people are quite qualified and many of them aren't. And
you're talking about the PR people or the people they represent?
Yeah, look, it is easy. All you need to enter the media world today is a laptop and a lot of audacity. And, you know, that means that there are a lot of unqualified people trying to enter the media world.
All right, would you say that Julian Assange is one of those with WikiLeaks? He started with, basically.
No, I'm not prepared to call him... as inexperienced as I've just labeled some, but reckless. He seems to have he's a First Amendment absolutist, and he doesn't seem to give a rat's ass about what happens as a consequence to his very extreme points of view.
All right, there it is.
There
from
go.
The mind of a man who knows his way around the circle of what the public thinks, Michael Levine, prominent media expert, and he is in charge of that powerful news blog, the LBNE Alert. Check it out online and sign up for it. Michael Levine.